Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I said that Mayor Carlos Jimenez might be on the line last segment or this segment, and he is. And the thing is, I don't want to make him wait too long, as we do with a lot of guests, because, as we were saying, he's probably busy.
He's the mayor. Bring him on.
All right. I'm going to go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline, Mayor Carlos Jimenez, Miami-Dade County. This is a very special day, as you heard in Solana's update there. So, Miami is part of United 2026, which is United States, Canada, and Mexico. And today, this morning, we got the exciting news that this triumvirate of nations will host the 2026 World Cup, and Miami is going to be part of it. So I guess we start, Mayor, with congratulations.
Well, not so fast. So
I take it all back.
Yeah. Well, congratulations to the United States, Mexico, and Canada. We're one of 23 cities that is vying to be a host city for a number of games. I believe they've already chosen New York to be the site of the final. So we believe there's going to be between 6 and 8 cities chosen in the United States.
Okay, because
I
looked at a map of it this morning, this United bid, and I looked at all the cities, and my personal take was there's no way that they can't do this in Miami, but obviously you don't want to put the cart in front of the horse. But what's the next step for Miami-Dade County?
Look, hey, I'm really confident that we're going to get it. I'm also, fairly confident we're going to get a semifinal here. So, that's not safe, but I don't want to put the cart before the horse, and I don't want to count my chickens before they hatch. So what we have to do is, we have a host committee. We have to, basically fortify that host committee. I am sure that we put an application in, but I'm sure that there's going to be details that have to be worked out. But I'm very confident that Miami will be the site. Hopefully, we'll get anywhere between 6 and 10 games, and hopefully, we will also get the one of the semifinals. And so that would be a huge home run for us. This is Super Bowl times like 5, and so it's really great news, and it's great news that U.S. and Canada and Mexico got it, but I think it's also going to be very, very good news for us, and we'll get the final determination probably in a couple of years.
And Mayor, trying to get the team down here, soccer growing in South Florida, the entertainment factors there, I know, but how else would the World Cup move the bar for the city, like in other facets, financially? Just how does it move a bar? How does that help a city?
Well, look, we figure that a Super Bowl gives us between $200 to $300 million of economic benefit every time we have one here. So when you're talking about the World Cup, which is a Super Bowl on steroids, and you're talking about hundreds of millions of dollars in to the local economy, it's in the summertime when our hotel season is usually pretty low. So we're going to get thousands of additional visitors come to our hotels, shop at our shopping centers, go to our restaurants, and add to the local economy. So it's great. Then finally, all the eyes of the world are going to be, on Miami and other cities, but, Miami looks pretty good on TV. And so just the advertising value of that is worth tens, if not hundreds of millions of dollars just in that. So all of that is good news. Plus the fact that our local fans here are going to be able to, watch World Cup games right here in their hometown.
Yeah, semifinal game would be ridiculous. Mayor Carlos Jimenez is with us. So what is the timetable then? You said we'll probably find out in a couple of years. So do you know what the next step is that and who's the Miami committee headed by? Is it you?
No. Well, because of certain liabilities, we put in the application, but we'll name a host committee. We have one for the application that was actually headed by the Greater Miami Visitors and Convention Bureau. But like I said, I'm sure we're going to have to beef this up because there's going to be a substantial commitment by the community in order to host these games. And so the devils are always in the details. That's what needs to be hammered out in the next couple of years. Plus, the national host committee is going to have to determine which of the cities actually are going to host these games. So I believe there's, like I said, 23 cities that are vying for it. I would believe that maybe 8 to 10 U.S. cities would end up getting the games. And so, again, I think we are in really good shape. Got to thank Mr. Ross for his investment in the Hard Rock Stadium. Had it not done that, then we would not be in this position. I know that the international soccer community, whenever they come here and look at the stadium, they're really, you know, really, really excited about it, really, really impressed with what they've done down there in the Hard Rock. And so I would say that we're in very, very good shape to land, be a host city, and also to land one of the semifinals.
Miami-Dade Mayor Carlos Jimenez is with us. Are you yourself a soccer fan? Are you excited for the World Cup to begin tomorrow?
I'm a soccer fan. I'm not all that excited about the World Cup. The U.S. is not playing. but I am becoming more and more of a soccer fan. You know, I'm an American football fan. I'm a Dolphin fan. I'm a Heat fan. But soccer's starting to grow on me, and definitely I'm a huge fan of the World Cup, since it's going to bring hundreds of millions of dollars in economic benefit to the people of Miami-Dade. So I'm a big fan. So I will become a big fan. And make sure that we're one of the cities, and then hopefully we can enjoy World Cup soccer and the entire atmosphere here in our community. I think it's going to be very, very cool.
Today is June 13th, 2018. How many ticket requests do you have already for a World Cup in 2026?
I haven't checked my email yet. I probably won't either. But I'm sure that by 2020, in a couple of years when we're selected, I'm sure I'm going to have a heck of a lot more people calling me to get dibs on some tickets. I'll give you my number before I leave, okay?
I appreciate that. That's kind of what I was digging at.
Yeah, I
kind of. Mayor, is it a known effort from the city, like, to encourage soccer? Because the thing with Beckham and the MLS team, and then we had the friendly that Stephen Ross brought over to Hard Rock Stadium.
He's got friendlies coming all the time that sell very well.
And just that, Mayor, like, is that a coincidence, or are y'all really trying to embrace soccer down here?
Well, number one, we are trying to embrace soccer. 60% of the people that live in Miami-Dade actually weren't born here. Many come from Central and South America. They're huge soccer fans. Steve Ross is making a concerted effort of turning his stadium into a big soccer venue. You know, the most successful soccer match in the United States ever was El Clasico last year here in Miami-Dade. That goes a long way toward our bid to host these games. We obviously are as helpful as we can be to have been to the Beckham Group to try to get them, land the franchise, which we did, and we're continuously talking to them about their location, their stadium, et cetera, and trying to make that happen. They're going to foot the bill. They're going to build it on their dime, but everything that we can do to help them achieve that, for me, it's better. Every great community has great venues. Every great community has different activities for all of its citizens. And so we have performing arts centers, we have football stadiums, baseball stadiums, basketball arena, and now we're going to have a great soccer venue in the MLS venue. But Hard Rock is also a great, great soccer venue. So yeah, we do. We get involved and trying to move it along as much as possible, because it's part of what makes it great to live here in Miami.
Your best guess, 2026 comes along here, and let's say we are one of the cities for the World Cup. Do you think Miami will be an MLS powerhouse? I'm not talking about in the standings, but I'm talking fan-wise, having been embraced by the community. Will Miami be an MLS powerhouse by the time 2026 rolls around in the World Cup?
My guess, yes, because you have David Beckham is behind it, and then the ownership group is committed to making Miami not only an MLS powerhouse, but eventually a world powerhouse. So, competing for, I guess, what they call the club championships, from the world. So I've seen their plans, what they want to do with building an academy here in South Florida, in Miami-Dade, to train our youth to play, world caliber kind of soccer, so that the next Messi will come out of, could come out of Miami, could come out of our community. That's the commitment that they're making. And so soccer is on the rise. I mean, everybody, you don't see that. I mean, everybody can see that soccer is on the rise, not only here in Miami, but around the country. And we have some great athletes that come from South Florida. So I would not be too surprised if in the very near future, you know, you'd have some major stars coming out of the United States and especially South Florida as we put more of an emphasis on training them the right way, coaching them up the right way. And then our athletes from here will be world-renowned athletes in soccer as they should be.
So Miami-Dade Mayor Carlos Jimenez is here to tell us that today, while a celebratory day in South Florida and for North America, specifically for 2026 World Cup, we should temper the excitement just a touch until it's official that Miami is one of the actual cities.
Well, keep temper it by 10%. You can be 90% because I'm more than 90% certain that we're going to be one of the cities. But, you know, like I said, I never count my chickens before they hatch. We have some work to do, and we will, you know, be very diligent in that. But, how our community is viewed around the world, we're an international city. We have an airport that has more airlines than any other airport in the United States, so it's easy to get here. We have a world-class venue in the Hard Rock. We're also a great city to visit and have fun in. So this is a lot different than it was back in 1994. This city is completely different, and I'm very confident that we're going to be one of the eight cities. They really wanted us to apply. And so if that tells you anything, that they really wanted us to apply, they called and asked us to apply. So that has to count for something.
Is it possible to use your power as mayor to create some sort of committee that I could chair
that would guarantee you some tickets?
No, I was going to go a different place where we could bring some things back to Miami that I miss. I'm 48 years old. Like, I'd like to bring back Burdines per se. So
Burdines, huh?
So if we can get maybe the county behind this and I can chair the committee, the Rascal House,
I can create something like that. The bring back the old Staples committee. I can do that. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Can I be considered for chairman of that committee?
I will certainly consider you to be the chair of bringing back the old Staples. You know, I miss Royal Castle. You know, there's only like one left. I mean, that I'd like to bring back. I love those little hamburgers, you know.
And the not just that. What's the when I went to University of Miami, you had on US1 there, Swenson's, which I don't think is there anymore.
It's still there?
Okay, Swenson's.
There,
all right, so the committee's doing a good job there. I'm doing good. I'm already getting plaudits for that one. But Specs Music is gone, and Peaches Records and Tapes is gone. I'd like to bring those back.
I think that's gone. But you know what? I mean, Records and Tapes, that's gonna be a pretty tough haul. You know, it's pretty hard lift to bring back Records.
This committee's not scared is not scared of the tough lift. I just want you to know, if named chairman.
Okay. All right. Well, then, you know, I'll put it together, fly it by our commission and see. We want to create the committee to bring back old Staples of Miami. And then you'll be right on the top of the list.
Okay. Fair enough. Okay. I'm excited about this.
Hey, man, that's a little tough. Yeah, I just need you to expunge my record. can we get that worked out, bro?
How about a committee to expunge Shannon Crowder's record?
That's a little higher than higher left. You're going to have to call the governor on that one.
Okay.
That's excellent.
But I'll put in a good word for you.
All right. Thank you.
Mayor Carlos Jimenez, again, he has told us he does expect the city to be one of the cities, Miami, to be one of the cities that actually gets some of the World Cup games, maybe even a semifinal game. And he's thinking about the returning the old Staples committee that I am pitching to him. So big day for the city of Miami. And I mean, big day, more than anyone could have imagined. It's exciting. We are excited about this. It's a huge story, and it is 2026, man. That will be something. Like Crowder was saying earlier in the show, like, how does this compare to a Super Bowl? You said a Super Bowl times five. I think it might even be greater than that.
Yeah, well, this is at least a month event when you're talking about it in terms of the preparation beforehand, getting I'm sure they'll have a fan zone, all those things. This is more, you know, a Super Bowl is like maybe a couple of weeks. This is more like a month, and so it's much, much bigger than a Super Bowl. You know, the audience, et cetera, everything, sponsorships, all that. It's Super Bowl times five. So We're excited, and I'll be really excited in a couple of years when they name us officially, and then we know what we're going to get, and then the hard work starts with the preparation and all. But you know, we're a big event town, and we've hosted more Super Bowls than anybody else, so we know how to throw a good party. We know how to put on an event. We've got great departments, and we've got great people down here that know how to do it. And so I'm confident that it'll go off very well, and everybody will be happy, and we'll have great matches down here. So I look forward to it too in 2026.
Mayor Carlos Jimenez, thank you for making time for us, Mayor. We appreciate
it. My pleasure. All right, yeah, you guys have a good one.
All right.
I'll talk to the governor about that thing for you, Crowder.
Appreciate you, Mayor. just slide him a text or something. Nothing crazy.
Yeah, not a problem. Okay, man.
See ya.
Talk Mayor, to you guys later.
Mayor right, Carlos bye-bye. Jimenez. I love my committee idea.
I had to shoot my shot.
Hey, man, and you took it.
Man, I just looked
it.
At my record this morning.
I loved
I was like,
it.
They ain't dropped that yet.
I think he may get something. He may get something done for you.
Super Bowl, World Cup, all that combined in your mouth.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us, and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.